Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Speaking of money, though, Sexy Dexy, he's got 90 schmil in his pocket. You like this deal? I mean, you knew this was the next thing that had to get done. Dexter Lawrence gets a four-year extension at $90 million. 60 of the 90 guaranteed. Do you like that for the big defensive tackle?
I love
third highest paid, by the way, behind Aaron Donald and Jeffrey Simmons.
Man, Hargrove didn't. Man, what is that? Is that $20 million a year? 21?
So it's 90 over a 4-year deal with 60 of the 90 fully guaranteed.
Yeah, with an extension. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I do like the deal, right? It's still relatively a good deal. It's short. It's an extension, so it's really 5 years because he's still under contract,
right.
I believe.
Right.
No, so I rock with it. And the fact that this deal got done is allows the Jets to be able to have a baseline somewhere in between this deal. If Dex is the third highest, I think then you have to up, you know, much how like the Jalen Hurts contract assisted Lamar Jackson in getting his deal done. I think the Dexter Lawrence contract, because I would say that this is coming off as hating, but I would say that Quentin Williams is a slightly more dynamic player. Even
than,
though they
than Dexter
the
Lawrence?
Similar, yeah, they play the same position, but
when
it comes to getting to the quarterback, you know, Quentin is better. He's not as big as Dexter. So he's a little bit better of a pass rusher. Pass rushers get paid a little bit more money, even though Dex got to the passer last year. So if he got four for 90, then – and I think Dex – is Dex a year younger or older than
– You should know that better than I do.
I think he's a year older because I think they both played at Alabama before. So maybe Quinn is a year older.
Okay.
So I would say that if that's the case, then you can make the same deal for Quinn. It just has to be 110 or 115.
110?
Yeah, 4 for 1. At least 4 for 100.
So at 25. I was going to say 100 over 90.
I'd say 4 for 100.
Now think about it. The 60 guaranteed is tied with Aaron Donald and Chris Jones for the second most guaranteed to a defensive tackle.
Yeah. Quentin's going to need
Deron Payne got 60.02.
Right.
So
Quentin needs 65. He's better than all of them. He's more accomplished than all of them, even though Payne is a talented player. Like, you look at what Quentin did, 13.5 sacks, and he was injured and missed a game. Come on, man. And he didn't play with a lead ever. Come on, man. Dex was in a similar situation, but he's a better player than Dexter Lawrence. But it's close, but he's better because he's a better pass rusher. Dex may be more massive at stopping the run, stuff like that, but Quentin – being able to get to the quarterback, being able to play up and down the line, Quentin being able to go play DN as well as D tackle and nose. Dex can't play DN. He's just more of a nose or a 3 technique or a 5 technique. So, I mean, this is good. This is good news because now we can facilitate and get this rolling with Quentin Williams. So now New York can have both of their big men signed up and signed and delivered for the next couple of years. You know, so the next 5 years.
They're both from the same draft, 2019 draft.
Oh, they're same draft. Wow.
Yeah, they're both in the same draft. And
who went first? Quentin went first?
Well, Quentin went third overall, right?
Right.
So I believe Dexter Lawrence was a pick they got from Cleveland in the Odell.
Older.
Right.
Oh, so it's perfect. So this is perfect. They're both made the Pro Bowl the same year.
Yeah.
Right? So there we go. Quentin got more sack total numbers. So Quentin should, you know, get slightly more money.
Okay. Well, it's still for the Giants, they get that done. Now, of course, what's next is
Saquon
Barkley and what he does. Now that you got that all settled, so Joe Shane, GM of the Giants, was on Good Morning Football yesterday, gave us a little bit of the latest on Saquon, and note the difference in his tone.
Yeah, we talked with his representatives last week. You know, we had initial talks on where we might be in terms of numbers or, you know, trying to get something done, what the appetite is to get a deal done. And we said, hey, we'll step back, let the draft take place, and then we'll circle back up. So at some point over the next couple of days, you know, we'll circle back up. We'll have some conversations in terms of, you know, where we are, where they may be, and see if we can get something done. Listen, like, Saquon's a very good football player. He's captain last year. You know, he's a good locker room guy. I love him. We want him to be here, and you know, but you got to have a deal where both parties are happy with, you know, where you end up, and that's what we're going to try to work for, and see if we can get something we can both agree on.
Come a very good football player.
That's what we're going with it now. Very good, not great. Very.
You caught that too, right? You caught that too.
Very good. Very good isn't great. Oh man, that's bruh. First very, of all, last week you saying, have good. You talked to him? Nah. Have you talked football to Dexter player. Lawrence people? Yeah! Can't wait, elated, ecstatic. Oh, listen, 13 is the number for me.
13?
If Aaron Jones makes 12.
Right. And, so you got him over Aaron Jones.
And he's a better player than Aaron
and where's
Jones.
Where's McCaffrey at?
McCaffrey's at like 15.
He's at 15?
Yeah, he signed like a $90 million contract. He's
so
at like
13.
15.
Sounds about right then. Right for Saquon
with the inflation, with the salary.
Now, are you going four? You going four?
You got to go four. You're not going three. Nobody's going to sign a three. That's going to kill your cap.
So you I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, you go four.
I'm just worried about the. But you're right. You front load everything. I'm so into NBA contract mode that I always forget that in the NFL. It doesn't matter. It could be an really 8-year deal, but you know all the money's up front, and then you can get out of the deal.
Like, yeah, it's really the first.
I wish the NBA operated that way. I'll tell you right now. I think if the NBA operated that way, you wouldn't nearly have the problems you have in the league. Front load the hell out of the deal, and then I can get out of it if you become a guy that's hard to deal with.
Yeah, buy Zion. They would have said buy Zion.
Oh, my God, right? Absolutely. But there's no way that'll ever happen in the NBA because those guys have way too much control and they don't ever want to give it up. Meanwhile, when Joe Shane was talking to everybody on Good Morning Football yesterday, they did ask him. I found this to be a fun answer. They asked him about how the Giants have had a good – would you say they've had a good offseason? You gave him a B in the draft, right?
Yeah. Offseason
No, you
good,
gave him an A
great.
In the draft. Didn't you give the Giants an A in the draft?
Yeah, I like their picks.
Yeah, you gave him an A in the draft. They've done a good job. They basically re-signed. So Dexter Lawrence gets done. Daniel Jones gets done. Yeah. They added who's the big fella in the middle that they got?
Al Robinson.
Huh?
Al Robinson.
Hmm.
Yeah, no. Remember because I was trying to get him with the Jets, and it was like, oh, he signed. Like, who he signed with? He was like, oh, he signed with the Jets.
Okay.
See, this is another one who means sign with the Giants. This is one of those other things when I said something and you don't believe me, but we talked about this the other day.
Probably.
It was Al Woods.
My head
or
is
Al
spinning.
Woods or Al Robinson from Seattle.
Al Woods went to the Jets. You see, we're a mess right now. Bottom line is,
Jackson.
They
he
have
had a fat dude that I thought that the
they
Jets
did.
Would
yes,
sign,
they
but
did.
He signed with the Giants. We know where he went, and he ended up going to the Giants.
It is spinning right now.
They signed a linebacker from Indianapolis, which is a big pickup right now. It's their offseason guy. And, you know, they went out and got their corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they
did
lost,
a good
they
job
lost,
in the draft.
They lost Julian Love at safety. So let's see what they're able to do there.
Yeah. So anyways, so they have had a good offseason coming off of a playoff win, getting into the playoffs for the first time in a long time. A head coach who's coach of the year. Like, yeah, everything has gone well for them in this offseason. And yet everything has been about who? The Jets. Aaron Rodgers and all the hype around the Jets. So Joe Shane was kind of asked about the different off seasons between the two franchises.
Joe Douglas, Saleh, you know, friends with both of those guys. You know, they're doing a great job over there. But again, we can only control what we can control. And, you know, we got our head down. We're rolling our sleeves up every day. We're going to work. We're trying to incrementally get the roster better each day we can, whether it's in the building, lifting, running, the off season program. We're very fortunate to have continuity amongst our staff. You know, Wink Martindale returned, Mike Kafka, you know, all three coordinators are back. So I think that's very important. So again, Dave's and I both, you know, very blue-collar upbringings. You know, we're going to come to work every day. We're going to roll up our sleeves. We're never going to be complacent. We're going to continue to try to improve, you know, the roster, the organization, and we're just going to go to work every day. And, you know, I think the results will hopefully speak for themselves.
So, like, it's interesting how both franchises right now are doing well. By the way, it was Okereke was the linebacker, and then it was Ashawn Robinson. That's who we were arguing about. It was A'shaun Robinson.
Right. That's what I said. Yeah. I said Al Robinson.
You said Al Robinson.
Okay.
Which
at least I had the A.
Get my head spinning.
At least I had the A and I had the Robinson, right?
It's just whatever, man.
We got to remember 1,055 athletes from baseball, basketball, hockey.
Trust me.
If I get the first initial right and I get the last name right, I'm winning.
But they have had a good offseason, and yet they have been overshadowed by the Jets. Darren Waller trade as well. So they've done a lot with this roster, and there's a reason to feel good about them building off of what they did last year. It's going to be very difficult because in that division alone.
Have you seen the schedule?
Beast.
I mean, they play the AFC East too.
So we talked about your brilliant idea of Monday Night Football, September 11th, Jets and the Giants.
What's up with that, man?
It should be.
Schedule comes out.
Yeah.
Let me call the commish, man.
Yeah, let's get Roger on.
I can't get the commish. Let me get Troy Vincent on.
I know you can get Troy Vincent.
Yeah, I get Troy. That's a friend. Yeah, I can get Troy.
800-919-3776 is the note. Let's get back to the calls, shall we? It's amazing how many people want to talk Knicks, and we love to do that with them. So let's do it. Joe in Harlem. Hey, what's up, Joe? Joe!
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, give me some jerk chicken from the spot on what's that, the first?
Where were you talking about? 145th and 8th Avenue, Bart?
Yeah. Let me get some of that jerk chicken, son. I had some the other day.
I got you.
Fire.
I got you, man. I just wanted to tell you, y'all the best duo on ESPN, first and foremost.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I would say we were C.J. McCollum and Dame, but since he hating on the Knicks, we got to find another dynamic duo.
Yeah, but look, I wanted to talk about my Jets and my Knicks, right? First of all, with my Jets, it's a somewhat of a dream come true to actually have an elite quarterback playing for the Jets. I've never seen that in my lifetime. I'm 42 years old, lifelong Jets fan.
Same.
And it's in his prison, and he's all invested. Oh, Aaron, would you be here from the offseason? Dude ain't left. Dude signed and ain't left. Like, bro, leave.
No, you know, I got sad news for everybody. He's leaving New York. You know where he's going?
Jersey.
Kentucky Derby.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah,
Kentucky
Derby. Yeah.
I mean, this dude's going to jet set.
Life.
He's definitely going to now use this.
Who are we going to take with him?
Ooh.
Like, he got to take Garrett Wilson with
now. He's got to take Garrett because Garrett.
He been, you know what I'm saying? Garrett, he gave him the flowers. Like, oh, he reminded me of another 17, but he ain't took him out on no date yet. Like, it's funny how Jessica Alves called him a chaperone. It's like he's taking these young players and introducing them to the other side of life. Like, if you play well, these people will know you. These are the spots you want to go to.
Yeah,
go to
exactly.
Kentucky Derby, go down to Miami, go to the F1. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
go
no, he'll probably hit that.
Gala. Yeah, go to the Met Gala. Woody probably gave him the jet. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, take the jet. Don't worry about that. You ain't got to go probably fly to Teterboro.
Joe, appreciate the call, brother.
Hey, he's living his best life.
You remember when they had to convince Brett Favre to be a jet and they had to show him, like, here, look at all these pine barrens. You can go hunting all you want.
Yeah, here's Woody. Like, I don't even know if Woody owned that farm. I think he bought it soon as they signed Brett Favre. Hey, I bought 100 acres. Hey, I've always had it.
You can go and get lost and nobody will bother you. With Aaron Rodgers, it's like, what do you need, Aaron? What is it going to take to make you happy? Can I just use your jet so I can go places?
Yeah.
Which one? Yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because he got the little golf one. That's when they picked me up in. It was
the
like
golf
a little
stream?
Golf. Yeah, no, it was a little golf. They called it the catfish.
The catfish.
But you know, for father stuff, he got the G-Fee's eyes or G-6's. You know, he got one of those, too.
Oh, I'm sure. So
that just, baby powder now.
We'll keep that thing fueled up. We'll keep fueled up for you. That's all. Let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Richard in Valley Stream. Richard.
Hey. What's going on, Alan?
Listen.
You guys are my favorite show on ESPN. I gotta say that. Bart, thank you for your service, man. You know, you was one of my favorite Jets of all time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I appreciate you what you did for us, the respect that you brought back to New York. Thank you so much, sir. Alan, listen, man. I appreciate what you do. Listen, hey, I gotta tell you something. Haters gonna hate. You know, let them hate. You know, all you're doing is, like, you know, want us Knicks fans to, you know, allow us to dream. That's all you're doing. So don't let people get to you. Like, you know, I can tell, like, you know, you're getting a little upset. Don't let that bother you, man, because you're doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. That's what I wanted to say.
Richard, I appreciate it. Listen, I wasn't upset at what the caller was saying. I just had enough of I let you go. I let you talk. You took shots at me. You even took shots at Bart. I let you talk. It was my turn to talk. The minute I started talking, he started shouting at me. I can talk to anybody about anything. But when you start shouting at me like you're my dad, my dad's been in the ground for 15 years. I don't need anybody shouting at me at this point in my life, right? There's only one human being that can yell at me, and he's no longer with us. Anybody else that tries to do that, we're done. Done.
And the show says Bart and Han, not Bart and friends. It's like, what are we talking about, son? You'll call our show, tell us how to act, and we don't get to talk on our own show. It's our show, damn it.
Yeah, that's
we got the button.
But I'm not one that hangs up on people.
Yeah, let
like,
people
if you want to express it, if you're frustrated, and I get it because this is a frustrating town to live in sometimes, and you're going to get mad, and you just want to get it off your chest. We'll give you that. But when you get disrespectful, we're done. That's it. Simple as that. That's the only rule I have is don't be disrespectful. Josh in Brooklyn. Josh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing? Good afternoon. So I called y'all a few – you probably don't remember because I get a lot of calls. But I called y'all a few months ago, and I said – I think it was like hot, it was a hot take I took. And I said, the Knicks will go after Giannis. And I said it, and y'all didn't shoot me down. You actually thought off like, it can't happen. And I think it's something that can happen because I believe Giannis has the kind of personality, and he's the kind of person that looks like he wants a bigger spotlight. You feel me? Like, he's already won – He won the championship in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And it's like, but Milwaukee's still that team. It's just like, it's like the Spurs. Like, when the Spurs won, it's like, yeah, but they're the Spurs, you know? He has the kind of personality to me where he's a New Yorker. He's going to, just like what Aaron Rodgers is doing, he'll embrace it, and he's going to, like, you'll see a different swag, too, out of Giannis, too. You feel me?
And you know, and Thanasis will come with him. You know that.
Right.
He'll be right next to him.
Yeah, you know one of them coming. But you know, I'm thinking that the thing about this, too, is that Dallas is really going to wind up shooting itself in the foot with what happened. And I'm going to say this because what happened is that Jalen Brunson showed you that he can play with a superstar. You know, Dallas really has nobody. But if Luka goes, Dallas is going to become Milwaukee. You know,
you got to watch. Listen, Josh, Dallas is going to probably try to. They're going to sign Kyrie if Kyrie wants to stay there.
That's going
to
be horrible. That is going to suck. And
you got to watch
Luka's going to want to get out of there. Luka's going to want to get out of there.
We'll see, man. But again, if you called it. It's something, like I said, you can't dismiss it. It might not happen. He might just say, you know what, I'm happy in Milwaukee. But Josh?
Hell no. He's already been
It's not something
like
that you just ignore. Ignore it.
This dude's the man over in Greece. Athens is a big city, man.
Yep.
Athens is huge. I was over there not too long ago, and they've shown where Giannis lived and all that stuff. He's a man around there. He loves people. He loves big cities. He loves that stuff. Going to Milwaukee is like going to live in the country for him. So I think, New York, a big mark, New York or Miami, you can never, ever, ever count out Miami and being able to get a star because they know how to treat superstars as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the same life, similar to New York.
Yeah,
but
what Riley has built there.
Like that. Yeah, it's going to be something like that.
It's interesting. Who's going to want it? Michael in the truck. Michael. Michael. Michael, you good?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, Michael's got the radio on. Michael, turn down the radio. Michael in the truck. Listening to our own show right now. Michael? Yeah. You got to understand that, too. He's probably been listening on the show, so he didn't know to turn the radio down.
He knew it was going
to
hit him up.
Yeah, it's understandable. Greg's in Westchester. Greg.
Gang, what up, gang?
What's going on, man?
Gang.
Hey, man, if y'all remember, I had the Donovan Mitchell story with my aunt a couple weeks ago.
Oh, this is Greg, who's everybody in your family's mad at your aunt.
It was good. We're shaking.
Crazy.
Did your aunt
That's one of the best stories we've had probably this year. That was one of the best stories.
I ain't heard from my aunt in a week, just that you know.
Does she know that you – wait, does she know you did that? So listening
– Greg, let me – my grandmother was packing up at BART.
Greg, let me just – because there are some people that probably weren't listening that day. Just remind everyone, just as quick as you can, the story you have about your aunt and Donovan Mitchell's dad.
And your grandma, too, because grandma played a big role.
Boy meets girl. Boy is Donovan Mitchell's dad. Girl is my aunt. They date. Break up because of my grandma. Boy meets another girl, creates Donovan Mitchell, and then we got to deal with being on the sidelines watching TV instead of being at the game.
It's just a tremendous story.
Boom, boom, boom.
And everybody holds it.
Yeah.
Auntie, everybody holds it against your aunt, but I guess it was your grandma that really ruined everything. Yeah, she didn't think grandma. He was good enough?
Grandma, but the thing about it was my grandma was like, I didn't know. So, like, she, like the thing about grandma takes full accountability. So, that's the good part about it. You know what I mean?
Lesson just learned. Think, your aunt could have been sitting in the front like Kevin Durant's mom every day. You know,
and I'd have been right next to her. I'd have been the meme right next to her. You know what I mean?
Right there.
So, you know, anyway. But real quick, I wanted to call about the Knicks. One thing about the Knicks, and people aren't really saying this, that last game was really close, right? You got to think about it. Miami Heat players got a chance to shoot as many times as they wanted because Jimmy Butler wasn't in the game. If he was in the game, those other people don't get to shoot 20 times a game. They get to shoot 5-6 times a game.
Right.
So
exactly.
they had to get their rocks off while they could. You know what I mean? So when Jimmy comes back, watch how the shots go totally different. It's going to be Knicks in 6 either way, but watch how that works out. You know what I mean?
That's great. That's a great point because you also look at, and then when they take those shots, they're not going to be in rhythm because they haven't taken a lot of shots. And that was going to bounce off the back of the basket.
They're going to be cold. You know what I'm saying? And last thing I'm going to say real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick. To that dude that called real spicy, whoever you are, don't ever talk to Han. Don't talk to Bart that way. It'll be a long way to get home if we catch you, my boy. So, you know what I'm saying? So all the Hanians and all the Bartholomews, we out here. You know what I mean? Han's at every cookout and every hood, and Bart's right next to him. Holler at your boy, Nixon 6. Holler at the gang, man. Let's do it.
Appreciate you, Gray.
Gang, gang.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Today, Cinco de Mayo. And after the show, Bart, I'm going to the store. I'm going to just get a whole bunch of stuff, make my famous guac.
Taco news.
It's not taco. The kids didn't want tacos though. So what am I making? They don't want quesadillas. They said it's too much. Like it's too messy because the kids are ones who clean up and they don't like cleaning up a messy kitchen. Gotcha. And that makes a lot. You got to do a lot of stuff with quesadillas if you do it right. So I don't know what to make, to be honest with you. I was thinking about I can go fish tacos. I can make those.
Fish burritos.
Burritos is the other way I was going to go.
Yeah, because burritos, you wrap it up, you just cook some refried beans, you put out there a little rice,
fajitas?
A little yellow rice.
How about fajitas? Fajitas are pretty easy also.
Yeah.
Grill
fajitas.
Up some chicken, slice it up, right? Get the peppers and onions, just chop those up real quick.
You can buy them already pre-made. It's going to cost you $10 more just because somebody else cut it.
They don't need to know that though, right? If I buy the pre-cut veggies for fajitas, they think I slice them up so perfectly like that, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm doing all that. You know, obviously get some salsa. That's the move tonight though. But I'm going to do that so I don't have to take anybody to practice. My wife's going to be the Uber driver tonight.
Nice.
I offered to cook so she'd have to drive. Is that a fair deal?
That is super fair.
Because I'll just sit there, have a little Casamigos, making some dinner, right? Like that's got to be the play. I'll make dinner, honey.
I'll
even do the shopping. I'll go get the food too. You go ahead.
Then you take her to practice. Then you order it. You have dropped the food off.
I go DoorDash at Pasito. Yeah. Right. Just order
the food.
And then put it all on plates. Damn, you really went all out. Yeah, that's right.
Or you can have the groceries delivered. You ain't gotta move.
No, I like doing that though. I kind of enjoy doing that.
No.
All right, we got calls, 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get back to them, but you know what time it is, Bart. It is time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call...
Audio File.
The Audio File.
All right, Bart, so fresh off of a $260 million contract, Lamar Jackson, he's talking big now that he's got the bank. Mm. He wants to break some records.
And I want to throw for like 6,000 yards with the weapons we have. You know, and I'm not an individual award type of guy or stat watcher. You know, I just want to do that, you know, because no one ever done it. And I feel like we have the weapons to do it.
How do you feel about what they've built around Lamar Jackson? Not necessarily keeping him, but what they've built around him. Do they finally have the right formula in Baltimore?
They do. They have Linderbaum that they drafted, you know, one of the most outstanding young centers in the game. They got Ronnie Stanley. Seems like he might be finally healthy after being in and out of lineup for 3 years.
Heard that before.
Paid $100 million.
Yep.
They got J.K. Dobbins. They got, you know, Gus Edwards. And now you got Mark Andrews that's going to pair with OBJ.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pay with Zay Flowers, who's a beast.
I like that pick a lot.
Bateman was a first-round draft pick who's dynamic when he's in there. But then you still have Duvernay that can sit up here and do some of the other things. And then they went out and got Nelson Aguilar that, you know, I know they were teasing him about, you know, they don't drop passes like Nelson Aguilar when they were throwing the babies out the window to save him from the fire. But he still had like a 700 yards receiving last year. So you think about that. Now they have depth. That's something they've never had. And, you know, they have something special going as far as the defense because they were able to let some veterans go. And they was able to let veterans go. Remember, they got the dude Jones from Kentucky from last year. But, you know, remember, you know, Owe is there, and he's a young pass rusher going into his third year, so he should be able to turn the corner. But remember, Ojobu was the guy who hurt himself at his pro day last year.
Yep.
That was a top
2 years
10
ago.
Talent.
Right.
That was a top talent. And now he's going to be coming off. He played a little bit at the end of the season last year, which was miraculous that he was able to come back within, 8 months to be able to play. But now he's going to be, you know, fully ready to go. And he was a top 10 talent. So they should, once again, the Ravens always find these guys, the Darius Smith. You think about Mac Judon, all came from Baltimore, the guys we didn't know about. But we've known about these guys, and it's time for them to graduate to the big leagues.
Yeah, and for Lamar Jackson, you know, we've always seen the talent. Now, stay healthy, good weapons around him, and
no
maybe
– the pressure's on.
That's it. It's time to perform. No now, he was playing MVP level 2 years ago before he got hurt. He was playing – you know,
last year they were in first place.
Yeah, last season, but it's the before he got hurt part now that makes you just worry. Got to keep him healthy, and obviously offensive line, a big part of that. And his decision-making, too, a big part of that. Keep himself out of those situations. All right. So he wants to throw for over 6,000 yards. I wouldn't put it past anybody in today's NFL with the way the rules are and offenses.
What's the new high? Because like Drew Brees and Matthew Stafford and I believe Jameis Winston threw for 5,000. That's when it was a 16-game season. So you say, okay, well, if a guy can have another game and he throws for 400, then he got to find a way to get another 600 yards throughout the course of the season. So where he's averaging 300 yards, he's probably going to have to average like 30 more per. So it's attainable because you can get 554 in 16 or 51, 52, and you should be able to get one. It's going to be a hell of a feat. I don't know how many rushing yards you're going to get.
Peyton Manning, 2013, 5,477 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was literally in a 16-game season.
And Drew Brees has done 5,000 yards several times, but 6,000?
With the extra game.
With the extra game, yeah, I guess it
so
is.
So even if you throw for 300, 5,700 is ready, so you got to be special. Well, let's see. Let's about win some playoff games. If you go home, people will start looking at that money you got, and the pressure is on Lamar Jackson now to perform because they gave him the weapons, they gave him the money. Now we want to see the results.
You'd have to throw over 350 yards a game to get to 6,000 yards in 17-game season.
That's doable.
I guess.
Because you got to have a couple 500-yard passing games and then average out. You got to have a couple of just stupid games.
Like, yeah, exactly. You'd need a 500. You'd need a couple of 500s in there. You'd need a couple of
just
those.
Just a pad just to give you some cushion.
Right, right. All right, moving on. More football. So check out this exchange. Now, everybody loved the pick in the third round by the Giants from Tennessee, Jalen Hyatt.
I love him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you love that pick.
I've heard this.
So there's a back and forth that Jalen Hyatt had at his pro day at Tennessee. This was from NFL Films. They have the "Hey, rookie, welcome to the NFL." It's amazing that they released this. So the Dallas Cowboys, their wide receiver coach, had a little challenge between with Jalen Hyatt about what he is.
You know what you are.
Right? Oh my gosh.
You know what you are.
What's that?
I'm saying, like, you have a skill set, right?
What's that skill set?
Huh?
What's the skill set?
It's your speed.
Oh, okay. Well, I can run routes, though.
We're about to see.
We will see.
Right? We're about to see.
I got you.
So he's basically telling him you're just a runner. You're a nine route guy.
You're not a
route guy. And he's saying, yes, I am. And that's so as far as pro day. He's like, all right, well, let's see. Yeah, I guess he wasn't impressed because the Cowboys never picked him up.
Well, the Cowboys needed some fat boys. I can't wait till they play each other. Did you talk about motivation? Run that route there. How about that route, coach?
Yeah.
Barbecue chicken in your corner. this is his fault. This is why I'm smoking your ass because of him. I'm beat you with it. I'm hitting for the cycle today. I'm running comeback, slant, go, sluggo, speedo. I'm running every route. On your ass.
That's great. Tell him the cornerback. This ain't your fault. That's his fault. Pointing to the wide receiver.
It ain't on you.
That would be such a Bart Scott thing to do. This ain't your fault. Right? Like the corner's getting yelled at by the head coach. You can say, hey, coach, that ain't his fault. Assistant coach's fault.
I tell you, like the argument I got in with Mike Nolan, who was the head coach right before Mike Singletary for the San Francisco 49ers.
Go ahead, tell
me. So the year I made All-Pro and went to the Pro Bowl,
yep.
He was there. And he was sitting there talking to Tiki Irani. I don't know. They both looked alike. So, like, I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there, and I'm at the Alani Hotel, which was when it was in Hawaii, the famous hotel. And I'm sitting around the pool, and I'm like, hey, what's up, coach? Because he used to be my defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He said, hey, Bart, what are you doing here?
Oh,
I said, what? Like I said, I had 9.5 sacks. What do you mean what I'm doing here? I'm all pro, baby. And he's kind of like smugged off. I'm like, all right. So we played the 49ers the next year. Uh-huh. Oh, when you talk about putting on an ass-kicking highlight show. And I would come, and every time I would make a tackle, I would run her. That's why I'm here, punk. That's why I'm here. It got so bad that he wouldn't even look at me. Every time I run, he would turn his back. We beat the living break. They're like, Bart, what you on today? You don't got to know what I'm on. You better just back the hell up.
That's amazing.
I was kicking Frank. I wore Frank Gore ass out. Like, yo, what I do to this dude, man? It ain't on you, Frank. It ain't on you. He know what this about.
You remembered something from February?
Hell yeah. I worked out every day. I said
February.
I was like,
he's making a joke and you were all about it. You had his picture pinned to the wall.
I was like,
staring at it.
I'm gonna get him.
I got a lot of mo.
Yo, they was like, yo, what is Bart on today? They ain't even in our division. What these dudes do to you? I'm gonna kill him.
Frank Gore, what did I do?
Mike Nolan, he remembered too. He would not even look at me. I will walk every play I want over there. That's what I'm doing here, punk.
I need that game now. I got to watch that game and just see your highlights. I'm going to look that one up.
2007.
All right, in the meantime, while we look up that, let's go. I need to know if you've ever had this kind of experience as a player. Because I'm sure as a human being you might have, because I know you travel all over the place. But so you remember, so the Padres and the Giants just played a 2-game series in Mexico City recently. It was the first time regular season baseball was played in Mexico. And it didn't go well for the Giants. They lost both games. And it was, they were both, the Giants ended up just glad to get back to the States. And wait to hear what starting pitcher Logan Webb explained of why this was such a miserable trip for San Francisco.
The whole trip was very grindy, I guess. Like it's been a mental grind. It's been a physical grind. I think three quarters of our clubhouse has the So, like, it's not, like, it's been a mental and physical just, like, grind. So, it'll be good to get back home, for sure. Hopefully, away, you know, we'll be better in a couple of days. But, it's, yeah, happy we were able to come out of this with the last two wins, you know.
I mean, oversharing a bit, and the word he's using there was let's call it the team had the poops.
Yeah, yeah, and you drink the water. And
I imagine, yeah, I imagine it's like guys don't drink the water, but
yeah, and in the foods they use different stuff, man. Sometimes you got that loose stool, man. You be like,
it's like, a bad place to be in a clubhouse if everybody's dealing with this at the same time. Yeah. That's like a bad place to be.
Oh, man. You go to the locker room before the game, you're just
Last thing you want to
probably got
if you're the catcher, imagine how about you're the catcher?
You better not let one of those out. You better not crap does nothing. Could be wet the second time. Oh, my God.
Like, just imagine you're just like running out like, I don't know if
you
I can do squat. This,
you,
man.
You basically sitting with your cheek spread the whole game.
I don't know if I can do this.
And that loose dude come, he mess around and sneeze. Achoo! Oh, damn! You got to sit down and get some dirt on the back of your pants so they don't know what it is.
You walk in the clubhouse and you look at the clubhouse attendant. He's putting out the uniforms. You're like, really? We're wearing white? Really? This is what we're doing?
Hey, man, you better get me a pamper. Yo, everybody that's traveling understand what it is. You mess around, you drink the wrong water, and sometimes you forget because you brush your teeth with it. Like, oh, damn. Or you forget, you put some ice cubes in, like, oh, I just ate some ice cubes. Damn.
I don't know.
See me for 4 to 5 hours.
Made everybody just throw up in their cars or laugh. I'm laughing because this is hysterical, but
we all know about
it wasn't funny for the Giants.
Don't drink
man.
That. Don't use that ice either. You forget. You're like, oh, don't drink the water. Yeah, yeah. But ice melts in the drink.
Yeah.
Same thing. Your intestines, small and large, ain't used to that smoke.
Just think, again, I'm thinking of the catcher first, and then I'm just thinking of like a pitcher just doing a wind up.
Yeah, like. straining, trying to get some heat on that fastball.
Man, yeah. All right, that's your file.
No crop dusting.
I need a tissue. I'm crying right now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The Yankees begin a series tonight, this evening, I guess, because 6:40 is the start, against Tampa. Tampa has been just tearing it up. They're 8.5 games ahead of the Yankees. Actually, it might be a full 9 now. Ahead of the Yankees in the standings. First place versus last place. Yankee injuries all over the map right now. We know their better part of their roster is on the injured list. Now, that should start to change in the coming week as Judge should be on his way back and others, but still. Bart, do we put much into this series at all?
It's hard to do that because you know you're not whole. But it also it delays Tampa getting real confidence from beating you, right? Because if you were hold and they beat you, they're like, all right, man, we got their number this year. But, you know, so it remains to be seen when the Yankees get hold, we'll know really where they stand. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you play a team, you're like, oh man, we can flush it. We better than them. Mm-hmm. See, and it can delay them and let the Yankees kind of get in the rhythm, opposed to them being whole but still losing. You're like, oh man, what's going on?
Put up a fight, right? It's all you can ask. So you get Johnny Brito tonight. He's really.
You did not say that with your chest.
Well, again, I mean, his last couple starts have not been good. Domingo Germán on Saturday, and then you get Gerrit Cole Sunday afternoon, so you're hoping to it. You know, you have Cole at least going here, but you know, can you get two out of three? Does it matter? It does. It doesn't. The bottom line, like I said, I just keep going back to this. It's so early in the season. Getting healthy. Let's start there. Yeah, it is a 9-game deficit between the two now. Getting healthy to me is what matters most. So I can't watch these games with that gotta win, must win, send a message, because how do you send a message if Aaron Judge isn't even in the lineup? If Stanton's not in the lineup? You know, I can't send messages when my best pitchers aren't available or my second best pitchers aren't available, when my best player isn't available. I can't send any messages. I can't do a like measuring stick kind of game. This is nothing like that. This is just a series. They happen to be on a just out of the gates in a ridiculous. They're 20 games over 5. It's 26-6 start. They're 17-2 at home at the Trop. And now you know there'll be a lot of Yankee fans there. It's a weekend set. There'll be a ton of Yankee fans there. But I don't know. If they win 2 out of 3, do I come out of it and say, this was great? This says a lot about this team. I can't be contradictory and say that I'm not reading much out of this. But then they win and I say, oh, no, this is great. This says so much. I almost feel like just, I don't know. Like, I honestly, I don't know how to feel.
You just
I really don't know how to feel.
Too, because you don't want to be feeling like
I guess my expectations are super low right now because of all the injuries that I can't have anticipation because of what you're putting out on the field. It's fair to say that. There's no anticipation for a series that should have a ton of anticipation because of what the Yankees have available to them right now because of injuries. Is that a fair thing to say?
That's very fair. How many games back are they from the Rays?
Nine.
So if the Rays go out and
oh, yeah. If they take 2 out of 3, you're looking at a 10-game deficit.
Yeah. And, like, you know, so you start losing hope that the division is even a possibility. And I know it's still early in the season, but you don't want somebody to get
well, 10 is a lot. 10's a big hole to be in no matter what time of year it is. 10's a big hole to be in when it comes to division. Now, again, wild card, they're right there. I mean, they just came out. It's 2 games over .500. So, you know, if you lose 2 out of 3, you come out of this thing also at .500. That's not great either. Right?
Yeah.
Will you be 1 over? And actually, 2 out of 3 is 1 over.
I mean, it's tough, man. Because you want to say – and then you can't go on the slide because now you got to be perfect.
It's like, well, it's it just like, puts it's more like, pressure it's like, right later on.
It's like giving. It's like running a 400 and the other person in front of you is starting at the 50-yard line.
At some point, you got to have a big. You're right, exactly. Now again, a little over 500 is something you can carry for about 2 months in a season. But at some point, you're going to have a 10 over .500 month to get yourself in a place that you could feel pretty confident about. You know, being in a playoff spot. Like you're going to have a run at some point. The more you sit here and just kind of mire around 500, the more you're going to have a big month. Getting healthy is the first start. You got to get there first, and you know we'll see how long it's going to take this team to get healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.